Underneath the table, and glimpsed in the narrow gap between the table and the curtain, is a black and white checkered floor. In a similar way to the beer mug, the floor does not follow the laws of perspective by converging away from us and towards a vanishing point at the back of the room. Instead, the pattern is flat to the picture plane, as if it were a decorative vertical hanging. This makes the floor appear to be behind rather than underneath the table, and to be squashing the table and the beer mug up against the surface of the canvas. In the top third of the painting, behind the table, are a series of thick black horizontal and vertical lines. Although surrounded by other lines, blocks and circles of colour, the black lines appear to be describing a low balustrade or balcony railings to the right of centre and a wall on the left. The combination of these architectural features, the curtain and the still life on the table, suggests that the setting could be a cafe. The low railing is surmounted by a series of horizontal bars of colour, progressing from orange at the bottom through black, white, brown, and then red. These colours and their shapes echo those in the still life on the table and so tie the background into the foreground. The orange strip at the base of the railing has an undulating bottom edge that mirrors the undulating line on the tankard below, while the colour matches the colour of the table legs. Similarly, the top strip of scarlet matches the colour of the beer mug. However, whereas the scarlet of the tankard is interrupted by curvaceous lines and discs of white, the red strip above the railing is interspaced with cubes of white paint. So the visual echoes are not exact repetitions which might become boring. Instead, the variations keep our interest.
You have reached the end of your exploration of this artwork.